Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ. In memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, we would like to welcome all the new listeners from all around the world and the USA. We've got a lot of listeners listening in now, and we just thank God for that. And we want everyone to tell their friends and their family and their neighbors all about the broadcast and tell them how to tune in. And so others can hear the message. And just remember all those that are out there that have the COVID virus. We know of quite a few people that have it now, and they're really needing prayers. And the subject for tonight is, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? So I see that we've got a call in here. So we're going to get them on. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Killer calling from Barnell Full Gospel Church. How y'all doing today?
Oh, we're blessed.
Amen. God is good,
Amen, all the time.
Amen.
Just go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, you know, a lot of people say they can't understand the Bible, you know, and some say that they can't understand it, and they need someone, you know, Sister Betty, that can interpret it to them and explain it to them. But see, Romans 6:1, it don't need no interpretation.
You know, no, that's
plainly written. It's plainly written, and if you got any acknowledge it all of God, you know what it's talking about. So what
Amen.
Shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abide? No, he won't abide if you continue in sin. That's what he come to do, is just take that sin out of your life and make a new creature out of it. He wants, and that's what he come for. And you know, nowhere in the Bible that I felt Jesus just had to go back and do it again. You see what I'm saying? He didn't go back the blind man, and he didn't go back to, and you know, he was having a problem with his eyes, and he had to go back and do it. No, when Jesus spoke the word, he did it right there. And that's the way he does, you know, and we got to understand if we want his grace and his love. And, you know, number two here, I read here, it says, God forbid, how shall we that are dead in sin live any longer therein? You know, like I say, it don't need no interpretation. Everybody ought to understand that, and everybody ought to say, hey, I know what he's talking about, but if you in sin, you come to the altar and you lay your burdens down, and you go back out and pick him up. He's not obligated, praise God, to do it one time for you. One time is all he's obligated. One chance. And sometimes, you know, people, that's why once they backslid, Sister Betty, it's hard for them to get that first love back. It's, you know, he still loves them, but, you know, if you turn your back on him, sure, you know, but he will take you back. ourselves for one thing, you know. But you know, it's like people out here lately. I've heard them. People come to their church and wearing masks and things, they ask them to leave just on account of that. But you see, Jesus didn't turn nobody away from him. They left on their own accord. And Jesus never just said, hey, you get out of my congregation. And he would always tell them demons to get out. And what I'm saying, if you don't think they're right wearing that stuff when they come into your church or whatever, don't ask them to leave, but pray with them. Pray for them that the Lord, you know, take that fear of the virus away from them. And, you know, if you fear that virus, you know, it's whatever you fear comes up on you. But, you know, we don't have to keep living in sin. And sin, you know, it'll take you back. It'll take you back home where you come from. It might be a year, 2 years, 3 years. But, you know, it's like we always know that if we move away from town sometimes in a couple of years we move back to where we moved from, everything's different. It's different because time has slipped away, and time, people have to change with the times, what I'm trying to say. But they want to change with the time, but they don't want to keep the old saying neither. They want the new books. They want the new stuff. They want the watered-down word, praise God. They want something that tickles their ears, praise God. They want a pastor that will shack and pat them on the back and said, just keep right on coming, you know. As long as you pay your tithes and offering, you're going to be all right. But that ain't so, praise God. Jesus don't want part of you. He wants all of you. Jesus come and sacrifice his own self, that they don't have to live in sin no more. And these people said, hey, it's hard to be perfect. Well, no, it ain't. Not if you got your mind set and your heart set. You don't have to let some of this worldly stuff corrupt you. That's because because they can't be perfect, praise God, because they can't be perfect because they let stuff like that enter back into them. And they don't want to look at this, you know, what shall we say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? No, you know, people just, they won't look at that part, Sister Betty. They go right back and they say, well, the Lord saved me. And I can go and do what I want to because the Lord saved me. There's some religion that teaches that, but My Bible don't tell me. My Bible says, you know, if you have a problem with the Father, if you have an advocate with Jesus, if you, you know, backslide or turn away from him, or you can't put him to the side like some of them do, then pick him up another week or two, you know. He wants you all the way. He wants your mind and your heart and your soul cleansed through him, praise God. And if you got that, you don't have to worry about your enemies. You don't have to worry about nothing coming at you, because he said plainly, I will fight your battles. I will take care of what you need. I will offend you. I'll be your lawyer. I'll be your doctor. I'll be your judge. I'll be your banker. He'll be anything we need him to be. But we cannot sin and expect him to do that. And like I said, if you do backslide or whatever, that's, don't give up, but get back to the altar, praise God. Go back to the potter's wheel, praise God, to where he can make you over again, praise God, make you a new vessel. And then, you know, if you're a new vessel, praise God, that you can keep the word of God in you. And, that's what people don't know, you know, that they think they won't do what they want to, and, you know, but, you know, it plainly tells you here. At number two, it said, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? I say a lot of them don't understand that, praise God. When you get right with Christ, you're dead to sin, and you don't live no longer in sin, praise God. And when you get baptized, praise God, and you go under that water all the way, fully merged, and you come back up a new creature in that baptism, it washes you all the way, praise God, washes your sins away, and you become a new creature, praise God. And you shouldn't want to think about going back in sin, because you know you was there before. You know what it was like living in sin. And, you know, and I do too, and I don't want to go back to that life, praise God. There's nothing there for me. So why would I want to go back to something like that? I got something now to look forward to. I got heaven to look forward to. I got heaven to know that it's going to be mine. But I got to walk the straight and narrow way, and it ain't hard to do, praise God. God don't ever ask nobody to do something that they can't do. So why would they say that you can't be perfect? You can't be perfect. But that spirit that lives in us, that comes from the Holy Ghost, the spirit that lives in us, will make you perfect. He will let you know when to shut your eyes. He'll let you know when you turn your head and stuff. But people, some of them can't do that, praise God. And you know, but they just want to hold on to everything they got. And number three, it said, know ye not that some of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Now, he's talking about death. His death is when you die out of sin, you become a new creature, and you don't have to live therein no more. You can live for Christ and live in his comfort, live for him, praise God, the one that crucified his own body, one day crucified and hung on to the cross because nobody else would do it. He done something that nobody else would do. Can we not take it a little bit more of it? And you know, Sister Betty, he said when he was about to go and be crucified, he said, these things I do, but greater things you do. So why were we worrying about, you know, just getting saved one time and go back in the world and do what we want to and thinking that the Lord be with you? No. You know, there's just like they say, if somebody turns away from the pack, you know, battlefield or battle game or army soldiers, and they turn away from them, you know, they call them Judas sometimes, Judas, for turning their back away from the honest one that could help him. He walked with Jesus. Praise God. The disciples walked with Jesus every day. And they learned from him. But some of them didn't. They're a little slow, but he didn't care about that. He had him 12 disciples, and he worked with them. And it's like nowadays he's got thousands and thousands of disciples that he works with, and he guides them, and he shows them what kind of words that he wants them to give while they're under anointing, praise God. And if you're under that anointing, you know, he will change the subject on you, and you'll be talking about something else that you've not studied on. But, hey, he said, I'll give you what to say in the same sapphire, but we cannot continue in sin. That grace is going to abide within, because he just ain't going to do it. He's a jealous God. You either going to serve him or serve him not. You cannot have it both ways. Praise God. But if we backslide, we have an advocate with the Father, and we got to go back to him, praise God. If we want to make it to heaven with some of our loved ones, we know that's already there. And if we know, and we know without a shadow of a doubt, we can read that in the Word. We can read that. That sounds good. We're going to meet him again one day. But here it is, number 6:1. It says, shall we continue in sin? No, you ain't. If you do, you're not going to see the loved ones that's gone on before. So you got to have your garments white as snow, praise God. and be waiting on the bridegroom for when he comes. And that could be any day, it could be any hour, it could be any moment. It could be a twinkle in the eye, praise God. But I wouldn't suggest to nobody to tempt God or to just say, hey, I'm gonna serve the Lord tomorrow, but I got something else I got to do after that that you know is not right that you come out of. God's not pleased with that. And if we want to please God, he only asks us, Sister Betty, to do 11 things. 11, if you do that 11th one, it covers all the other, and that is the commandments, praise God. And it ain't hard to do that if it's, for a reason it's hard for some people because they don't want to do it. They just don't want to do what the Lord commanded them to do. So therefore, they just don't want to do it and thinking they could live right. But, you know, we can't continue in sin. I don't know how people, why people would want to do that because, like I say, that kind of life that I come from, I don't want it back. I don't care for it no more. I don't want to go back there. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ about every day for saving my soul and putting me back on straight street and raising my kids in church, praise God, and showing them the way too, you know. And but, you know, I've never thought about backsliding. I never thought about going back on the Lord because I know I've been serving in 30-something years, and I don't regret none of that, praise God. Because he's always come through for me when I need something, when I need a vehicle. Whatever it may be, he's always come through for me. And who can you say that about anybody else? Sometimes our grandpas will let us down. Sometimes our daddies will let us down. Sometimes our family brothers and sisters will let us down. But one thing about it, Jesus Christ will not let you down, praise God. And he's proud of you when you do the things that he asks you to do. And you might say, well, I don't hear him talking to me. Well, listen, sometimes we got to listen, Sister Betty. We got to listen and read his word and listen for that small, still voice. And fill that spirit up on you, then you will know that God is talking to you.
Amen.
And he will guide you, praise God. And he don't hate nobody. He don't hate nobody. He's not colorblind. I mean, he's colorblind. He don't care what color you are or what town you're from or city or country. He made us every one, praise God. And, you know, he told his disciples, he said, I have saints in other churches that you know not about. Praise God. And that's good to know that God cannot hold a grudge against nobody. It don't matter how mean they are and how mean they are to other people, just like he did strike the pop brother Saul's seen the light and was knocked off his horse, praise God. He was a pretty mean man right there. He was a pretty mean man, but guess what? He had to go to work for God because God got his attention, praise God. He held Stevenson's jacket and coat while they stoned him to death. And not long after that when he had to take his place. And if he knew that that's what he had to do, he would have stopped them from stoning Stevens because no, he didn't want to do that. He hated the church. He couldn't stand for it, and he gets letters to come against the church people and drag them into court and whatever, stone them or whatever. He was a mighty powerful man, but he wasn't all that powerful, though, when that bright light knocked him off his horse. He said, Lord, he said, here, Saul, he said, yes, Lord. He took notice because he knew but that something different, that somebody bigger than him knocked him off his horse. So when you get up on your high horse sometimes, you better look out. But we cannot continue in sin if we want Christ to abide within us. There's just no way he will not do that. And he said, either you love me or you hate me. And then he says, there's a scripture where he said, it's better to not ever know me than to know me and forsake me.
Amen.
And you know, praise God. And with, you know, there's no excuse for going back. I mean, if you really love Jesus Christ in your heart, and you really love getting into his word, and if you can't understand it, well, praise God, get someone to help you interpret it and help you understand it, but don't ask nobody in the world about it because they don't know nothing. They twist the Bible, praise God, and tell it. You know, they twist the Bible to make it sound good to their advantage, but that's not pleasing to God. And then they wonder, well, why come I not sleep? How come I'm broke? How come I ain't got this and got that? Because you let Jesus Christ down. You strayed away from him. And, but, you know, like I said earlier, he will take you back, praise God. But we can't have it both ways. We can't straddle the fence. We can't have all of our chocolate on one side of a cake and have the oven no chocolate on it. You know, you say, well, why did I get it like that? That ain't right. But see, that's the way Jesus Christ is. He wants all of you. He don't want part of you. He
Amen.
Wants all of you. He wants your heart, your soul, and your mind. And he wants the Holy Ghost teaching you. And he said, hey, if you're going through some battles, praise God, all you got to do, put the armor of God on. He said, I give you an armor to put on to where you can withstand them fiery darts. And that works because I've had to do it a many a time, praise God. We're supposed to keep it on all the time. But, you know, every now and then the guard lets down a little bit, but that don't mean we have to take it in like some other doctor and somewhere tries to give you some other doctor. You don't have to eat that. You don't have to let that go into your body, praise God. You don't have to let that touch your heart and your mind. All you got to do is say, get them, Jesus. Sick them, Holy Ghost, because what I'm hearing is not right. But, you know, that's what they got to do. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty. That's about all I got right now. And I'm going to say I love the Lord.
Okay, we appreciate you coming on and obeying God.
Yeah. Amen. God is good.
We're going to go to a couple songs, and then we'll get to this next one here.
Okay.
Should I just consider how wicked this reign and ponder the sins all around and fail to remember the truth that remains, how great it must for thou. For there is still mercy in Jesus today. And there is no thing his blood can't wash away. Wherever, whenever, sin can be found, grace will much more abound. They'll come in the last day of falling away. And will there be righteousness bound? Yet while there's some who are wandering astray, grace will much more abound. For there is still mercy in Jesus today. And there is no thing his blood can wash away. Wherever, whenever, sin can be found, grace will much more abound. Wherever, whenever, sin can be found, grace will much more than
praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Bear with him just a minute there.
The prison was a dungeon. The cell was damp and cold. The rabbits knew his life was done. The sentence had been told. This ugly door swung wide, and he was set free. In awe and yet he weeped, he cried, why was this done for me? Great was the answer, for the question was why. Love was the reason. God gave the son to die. Mercy was God's strong hand when he heard my cry. Grace was the answer before the question was why. I'm the one who was prison and I deserved to die. I was full of bad decisions, no more reason left to try. In darkness I drifted, a slave to self-made sin, but now the charges are all lifting, and I'm asking why again. Grace was the answer, for the question was why. Love was the reason. God gave his son to die. Mercy was God's strong hand when he heard my cry. Grace was the answer. All the question was why. Grace was the answer.
Praise the Lord. Brother Miles?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. First, I just want to praise God for the opportunity to come on. You know, this, after what happened to me a couple of weeks ago, I'll explain that later. This verse come to me, and I was thinking about it. You know, there's so many people today that got every excuse in the world for sin, but it don't make it not be sin. And that's what he's telling us tonight. I'm going to read through a lot of stuff. I'll try to do it quickly. But I'm going to skip back up in chapter 5 of Romans and read one verse, verse 20. It said, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And that's why we're asking in our target verse, or Paul said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He asked a question of them. And then answered it, the very first two words, God forbid. You see, if you've been cleaned up of sin, and that's why Jesus came, was to free us from the bondage of sin. Glory to God. That always keeps us drugged down, always kept us away from God. That was what Satan put to separate us with sin. We did so weak and dumb that we'd fall for it. But see, when he came to show us a better way. He came to show us a path without sin. It says, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? That's a great question, friend. Tonight, if you're out there and you know him as your Savior, claim to know it. How do you still sin every day? How is it that you're one of them that stands up and say, well, you can't live perfect. If you live without sin, you can. If you live to the spirit, not to the flesh, you can. Glory to God. Don't say you can't do something, because the Bible said we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I'm not the one doing it. He's the one that leads me through it without sin. Because I got news for you. James Miles was a high-ranking sinner with Satan at one time. But when Jesus took that away, I got no reason to go back. I don't want to quit smiling in my life and being happy and being at peace when I lay down at night. I want to know I'm all right. It's like Benny was saying, I got loved ones waiting on me up there. Glory to God. I'm not planning on disappointing them. But we get to going out here and living back in sin again. You're dead to sin. Do you not understand the word? How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? He's telling you, you can't not and please God and serve God, not claim him as your Savior. He said, know ye not that so many of us, were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. It showed the old man that sinful body dying and being buried. That's what baptism is about, to show that we're buried into Christ. And therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Well, what does that mean to you out there? The people that's listening, what does that mean to you? If you walk the old way, you just change a little bit. You ask him to forgive your sins. He comes in and forgives you, but you don't change all the way. You're supposed to be in a new life now. Not nothing to do with that old way. You turn around and going in a different direction now. That old man died, remember? He was buried in baptism. He ain't alive no more. So why do you still live like him? Why do you still think like him? Why do you still hold grudges like him? Why do you run around a tail bearing, backbiting against people because they make you mad or you don't like what they're doing? Why are you not born into the spirit of Jesus that you can pray for them and rather seek God on their behalf? He said, glory to God. Pray for them that despitefully use you, glory to God. Give God glory. If you can't forgive them, how is God going to forgive you?
Amen.
And I thought about that. Newness of life, that's exactly what it means. If the old James Miles appears, I got to get back down. And I've got some serious talking to God to do. Because when he appears, that old me was a sinner, a rank sinner, lost in sin. Binding up by sin. Glory to God, I've been set free. Glory. I've been set free, I'm telling you, by the grace of Jesus Christ. Grace means forgiveness, mercy that is undeserved. Glory to God. He puts us in his grace. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to get over and read this. I want to show you what you've been forgiven of. Hallelujah. See, people, they preach this in a lot of churches. Once you're under grace, you always under grace. You can't do enough to come out from under grace, because grace is forgiveness always, now and forever. That's a lie. It's straight from hell and smells like smoke.
Amen.
And when they preach it, they're a liar. And they're going to go to hell for lying to the people. And if anybody believes it and they die, it's that their sins would be on their head. Glory to God.
Amen.
Because they believed and listened to a lie instead of reading the scriptures. And I'm going to read this out of Romans chapter 3. And I'm going to read from verse 23 through 25, I think. It said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, that's what he said. That's the reason Jesus came, was to buy the forgiveness for us, to buy grace for us, mercy from God. Even though we're sinners, he's willing to forgive us if you just call on his name and believe.
Amen.
It said, being justified freely by his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith. That means a paying for us. He took the blame for us, glory to God.
Amen.
In the faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness. Now, I want everybody out there, please remember what I'm fixing to say. These are the sins that he died to take away from us. Don't be deceived by any man. Here's what it says, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Do you understand what that said to you? What you've done behind you is gone. You got a clean slate. That's what it said over there, remember? That we should walk in newness of life because everything behind us is gone. They can't nobody bring that up and pin that sin on you again because the grace of God took it away. He did not forgive you for what you do after that. Do you understand that? I don't care what the preachers say. There's liars in the pulpit. There's liars in the Bible. Glory to God. That's why you're supposed to have a Bible. You don't have to follow them. You just have to read for yourself. This is an instruction book to salvation, folks. Glory to God.
Amen.
It's the key to the kingdom of God. Jesus said, I'm the way, and I'm the truth, and I'm the life. The truth is the word of God. He was the embodied word of God made flesh that dwelt among us, and he came to take our sins away. Not that we could live any longer therein. Not that we could dabble in sin. Not that we could be a saint on Sunday and Wednesday and the rest of the week live with the devil and hold hands with him. But to seek out Jesus Christ, to live in him, glory to God. Because it plainly tells you where that to live to the flesh is death. I'm fixing to read it to you. Glory to God. In chapter 8 in Romans, it says this, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, but, it's got a but, it's got a comma, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Do you realize if you walk in the flesh, you'll fall every day for something? Your flesh is weak. That's how you sin in the first place. Remember where you was. Remember where you come from. And try to remember where you're supposed to be going. Glory to God. And hallelujah. There's no condemnation to them that walk after the Spirit because you're not sin, folks. I don't care if you think you can't live perfect. Glory to God, then Jesus probably don't live easy. Yeah,
amen.
I said that.
Amen.
I'm not taking it back either.
Come on.
Is it for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
Amen.
You hear me? I'm going to live forever if I stay free from sin. So I can't live back in that flesh. No, glory to God. I can't live in that flesh no more. I got to walk in newness of life. I got to live to the Spirit of God. I got to let the Holy Ghost, all that grabs me too. The preachers get up and they're reading out of the King James and it gets the Holy Ghost and there's the Holy Spirit. Well, you're a liar. You took away an attitude to the Word of God. You're in
error.
And the Bible said it's not subject to any man's private interpretation. That's in the Word too. Won't you read that, preachers? If it says Holy Ghost, don't you think you ought to say it? And why do you think it says Holy Ghost? Because a ghost is a spirit of one that has died. That's Jesus Christ. His spirit comes inside you. A glory unto God. If you don't have it, a glory to God. Let me read that for you real quick. Hallelujah. It said, this is what it says in verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You live in the flesh, you're going to do things that will not please God. You can't please him in you. You please him by Jesus Christ. It says, but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, listen to this. This is my favorite verse. I beat it to death. But it said, now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Do you know why? Because if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're still living in your flesh. You're still dead in sin. You've never been born again. There ain't no newness of life. You're still walking in you. You've never got out of the me part to get into the him part. And glory to God, till you get a hold of Jesus, and he gets inside you, and his Spirit dwells within you. And I'm going to say what it is. It's a sweet Holy Ghost, the teacher of all things, and the bringer to your remembrance when you need him, when you're thinking to do something. Glory to God, it ain't pleasing to God. That Holy Ghost brings to your remembrance what you've studied in this book, glory to God. And it'll be something that draws you back. And you can live perfect, but you've got to live in the Spirit.
Amen.
We want to please our flesh. Our flesh demands things of me. I have things I need in my faith. The only thing you need is Jesus. He'll supply the rest of it if you'll trust him for it. Glory to God, today they don't trust him like they should. They don't walk in that newness of life. They walk in self. They walk in me, my wants, my needs, what I got to have. I can't make it without it. No, your flesh can't make it without it, but you can. You don't need pornography. You don't need to go to ball games and drink beer. You don't need to step off on vacation and do things you wouldn't do at home because the church people will see you. You don't need to walk outside the church and go to talking about somebody that was in there. No, you don't need that. That's your flesh. That's your longing to be better than somebody else. Well, you're not. If you're saved by grace, let me tell you something, honey, you was a sinner too. You ain't no better than me. Billy Graham wasn't no better than me. Whoever it was wasn't no better than me. Only one is better than me was Jesus, and I needed him to even be better than me. I needed him to make a better me. I needed him to come away from sin, to not want to sin, to hate sin. Now, glory to God. That's what it takes, friend, and that's the only thing that will cure you from sin is the blood of Jesus, faith in that blood. Glory to God. If you've got that, hallelujah, God, and he will come in, and he will keep you from sin, and you can live perfect. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, praise God's name. I'm going to get over here and read some stuff that probably none of you going to like. I'm going to read it anyway. It's Bible, and it comes out of the third chapter of 1 John. I'm going to start at verse 2. It says this, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Amen. Or we shall see him as..." We're going to be like Jesus, folks. So you know what Jesus was? He said he was holy. Did he not say he was holy? And he said, "Be you holy, for I am holy." That's what Jesus said. So holy, look it up. It means sinless and blameless. Now, that's what you got to be like Jesus. That's what you got to be a son or daughter of God. You can't walk around and play in sin and claim to be a born of God and his child and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, all them good things. And, oh, God loves you just the way you are. That's a lie, too. He said you must be born. You got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. And he said, "You'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of God." I'm preaching spirit to you tonight. I'm preaching the truth to you tonight. And you verify it. No. I told you where I was preaching from. Go read it. Isn't every man that hath this hope in him, here's what he does, purify himself even as he is pure. What does that mean? It means I don't want my hand to touch nothing unclean. If it's a sin, I don't want my hand reaching for it. If it's nasty, I don't want to touch it. I don't want it defiling me. This body is the temple of God. He said, if you defile that temple, God will destroy you. That means cast you into hell. You understand that? That's the word of God. That's not me. I don't make up nothing, but I don't tolerate it when they get up in the pulpit and they preach a bald-faced lie to people. And they, some of them doing it today. They're deceiving them. They're telling them, "You're all right." Why, there's many roads that lead to God. Yours might have a little sin in it, but you can still come to God. It'll be all right in the end. Well, it's not. Because I believe this right here. I don't believe Jesus has got to judge any of us. I believe he'll just look at you and tell you the truth about you. That's all he'll do. He don't have to judge you. You're what's wrote in it. You wrote it there. Your life, whether it's got sin in it or whether it don't, you're writing it down each and every day. Somebody's trying to reap for their racer right now. I remember that last week. I remember that the other day. I got to get that out of there. You can't erase them once they're wrote down, folks. You can only repent and hope that God will still forgive you. It said, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." And you know that he was, this is what he came for, in other words. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin, folks. There's no sin in Jesus Christ. There never was, there never will be. He come to take sin away from us, glory to God. There's no sin in him. Whosoever abideth this day, whosoever abideth in him, sinneth not.
Amen.
So you catch yourself sinning, guess what? you're not where you thought you was. Amen. You know that you've been sinning. You're not where you thought. You're not abiding in Christ. And he's not abiding in you because he don't stay in a junkyard. I've said that many times. He don't stay in a garbage heap. When you go to putting sin in, he's got to come out. Because he's holy. And he can't stay where the filth is. Glory to God. And it says, whosoever. Now, this is me, you, your mommy, your daddy, your sisters, your brothers, whoever. Whoever sinning hath not seen him, neither known him. Oh, glory to God. If that don't pin your ears back a little bit, to know that when we give in to sin again, when we give in to that sinful flesh nature again, and we go out and commit a sin, every time we do, we want to run back to the altar. Lord, forgive me, forgive me. I say this. The first time you might have done it, not know it's wrong. After that, it becomes a choice you make if you do it again.
Amen.
They won't find it. I'm going to read that in a little bit, too. That glory to God. It says this. Little children, let no man deceive you. That's them preachers that preaching eternal salvation. You get it, you got it. Take nothing, take you away. Don't matter what you do. Go murder somebody. Don't matter. That's what they preach. In some churches,
Amen.
It's just nothing but lie. It said, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin, now here's one going to hurt you bad. He that committeth sin is of the devil. That's what
Amen.
My book says.
Amen.
I'm reading. For
Amen.
The devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, who was he talking about destroying it in? Us. Me, you. And if you're still
Amen.
Got to work for the devil coming on in your life, you're still falling back into sin. You're still transgressing the law. You're still doing things wrong, even though you claim to know God. You're serving the devil.
Amen.
The Bible says
yeah.
you can't serve two masters. You'll either serve Jesus Christ with everything you got, or believe it or not, claiming to know him as your Savior, you'll be serving the devil with everything you got. Sin destroys, friend. Sin is black as night, but it'll show on you too. After a while,
Amen.
It says, everything you do in secret, it says about everything they whisper in the closets in secret, will be shouted from a rooftop one day. Everything
yeah.
you do in darkness will come to light. There's no sin you do that ain't going to be known. Think about that
Amen.
And think about where you're going. Glory to God. Said, whosoever is born of God, this is not my writing, this is in the Bible. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Amen.
For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Do you understand that? When Jesus really comes in, really, and you surrender, and you crucify this flesh every morning when you wake up, and walk in the Spirit that day, you're not going to see it's impossible. Because God's leading you. God's showing you. God's helping you. God's giving you strength. God showed you mercy. God's the one that will be with you in the end. Glory to God. And if you can't believe that, then friend, you don't believe the Word of God. It says
Amen.
You're perfect. Let me read that again where you'll understand what perfect is. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. Said in this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. And we got a lot of that going on. People can't forgive. Their hearts wax gross. Now, I'm going to tell you what brought this on now. I went to church a couple of weeks ago at a church of God, and the preacher was up there, and he preached pretty good starting out. I was listening to him and something I just preached recently, and he got off track so far it throwed me for a loop. He was telling about he made mistakes, you know, nearly every day. He made at least mistakes every week that God forgives him. I got news for you. If I make a mistake one time, and I go back and make that mistake again, it wasn't a mistake. That was a choice I made.
Amen.
I chose to do that. You understand me? Don't listen to the one that gets up in the pulpit and starts excusing your sins and calls them mistakes. No. If you're still making mistakes after you've been preaching 15, 20 years, Glory to God. You ain't serving the right master. The Bible says you cannot sin. If God seeds within you, you don't make them mistakes because you're led by the Spirit and not by Satan. Glory to God. You don't yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness. You work for God. You live for God. You serve God. You obey God. You walk in the Word, and sin will not come upon you.
Amen.
Mistakes? Oh, for new Christians will make mistakes. I ain't going to say they don't. But once you've made one and repented of it, you don't make that mistake again because you realize God did you. That was a mistake. That's something I shouldn't do. And I'm going to stay away from that from now on. So you can't make mistakes on and on and claim they're still mistakes, they're sins. It's just plain sin. And when you do that, this is what the Bible says about it. Comes out of Hebrews chapter 10, start at verse 26. And this is when you choose to sin after you know Jesus. It says, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for our sins. Once you know Jesus, you know the truth, and you've heard the word of God, you felt that mercy, you know what grace is, glory to God, your sins were forgiven, and you go back and just sin willfully, that's that mistake you made, you know, and you repented of, and you go back and do it again and repent. And you go back and do it again and repent. And you expect God to be happy with you and just keep forgiving you because you call it a mistake, but God calls it a sin. And he calls it a willful sin. And he said there's no more sacrifice for that. He ain't shed no more blood for you. You done been under the blood. You're the one that come out. You was in grace. You're the one that's come out. Glory to God, don't call it a mistake when you sin. Call it sin when you sin. He said there's no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. You see, when we're doing that willful sin, then making them mistakes over and over and over again, that you're still making them after you're supposed to be serving God for years and years, glory to God, but you're still making them, all you got to look for is fire, friend. You're looking for the fire. Oh, you ain't going to like this. I can't help it. It's the Word of God. If I don't preach that, I can't preach nothing. Glory to God. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. You see, if you done something in the old days under the Mosaic law, two or three witnesses said you did it, you died. It's that bad. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall be, he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing. If you were sanctified by the blood of Jesus, friend, you was washed clean. You know what holy was at one time. And you're back out doing willful sins again. Look at the punishment you got coming towards you. You counted what he did at Calvary as nothing. And you left the faith to walk back and please your flesh in sin. I don't know if it's too late. I hope to God he'll forgive you. But don't you call it a mistake no longer. Don't you say I make mistakes all the time after repent. Because after a while, it's not a mistake. It's something you choose to do. You can't hate so many mistakes you can make. After that, it's just pure sin. Willful sinning. Glory to God. It said, for we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. And here's what it says, and that's what I want to end with. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And you've been making mistakes. All the time you're supposed to serve him, you've been making mistakes. And he ain't going to call it nothing but sin. He's going to call it evil. He's going to call it serving the devil. Because the people that know him, it said his seed remain in you. You cannot sin. Why? Because we're following him. He didn't sin. And he plainly said, be you holy, for I'm holy. Tonight's time to get holy, folks. Tonight's not to clean yourself up, thoroughly purge yourself from all the dead works and all the sins. Everything that gets on us and makes us want to go backwards. You keep looking to Jesus. You keep walking ahead. home's just over the hill, folks. Keep crying. Don't you let go of that nail scarred hand. You hold on. Satan will try to trick you with everything and anything. And if you fall for it, you're tricked. If you think you've been making mistakes and you've been sinning, I got news for it, sin. You better repent while you can.
Amen.
So they're going to come a point when you can't. And you're going to lose your grip on Jesus Christ. You're going to lose salvation. You're going to come out from under grace. And I just beg you tonight, turn back before it's too late. Don't make excuses. And don't listen to liars any longer. In Jesus' name, I beg. Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Brother Miles, we appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord.
First off,
706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Sister Betty, this is Brother Willie from Varnell, from Varnell Full Gospel Church. God bless you.
Okay, you go ahead and obey the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We just thank God, praise the Lord, for the opportunity. We praise the Lord to be able to come and do something for God. Amen, praise the Lord, because, you know, that we can repay what he's done for us. Amen, praise the Lord, and that we can't, you know, there's nothing we can do to repay him. So we just thank God for all that he's done and what he's going to do. Amen, praise the Lord, and what is, we're so blessed. You know, we're so blessed. If we know, if we got Jesus Christ in our heart, we're blessed. I mean, we're blessed people.
Amen,
praise the Lord. But we got to come in the book of Romans chapter 6. Amen, praise the Lord. Begin to read in verse 1. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, so this is the, you know, this is something, amen, praise the Lord, that we should practice. It's been practiced, amen, praise the Lord. And a lot of people think they can get away with sin and things, amen, praise the Lord, because they're under the grace of God. But, you know, the Bible said once again in Romans chapter 6, 1, it said, why shall we say then, shall we continue in sin, the grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? But no, you know, that there is so many of us as were baptized unto Jesus Christ, were baptized unto his death. You know, that's a powerful scripture right there. People really take it seriously, take the salvation of God seriously. You know, I know a lot of times we say that, you know, the people have mistakes and continue sin. Actually, they really have not took the salvation seriously. They're still playing around. I mean, praise the Lord. I know a lot of people go to church and they go to the altar and then they cry for a little bit and then they get up and go back at the door and do the same thing. They don't like one change. You know, they just got caught. They feel guilty. They feel under conviction, but they did not surrender to God. Amen, praise the Lord. And, you know, I'm not judging nobody, but, amen, praise the Lord. But I know what it is to be saved. I know what it is to be delivered. Amen, praise the Lord. It's nothing that I've done. Amen, praise the Lord. But it's nothing that I deserve. Amen, praise the Lord. But by the grace of God, amen, praise the Lord. And he set me free. Amen, praise the Lord. And when I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, he cleaned me up. Amen, praise the Lord. He delivered me. Amen, praise the Lord. He made me a new creature. Amen, praise the Lord. And now thank God, amen, praise the Lord, that I don't have to live in sin. I don't have to practice sin. Amen, praise the Lord. And the Bible say, you know, if you do sin, we got advocate with the Father. You know, that he said faithful is to forgive us trespasses. But it doesn't mean that we're gonna continue in sin. It doesn't mean that we're gonna continue doing the same thing over and over and over again. I know Brother Miles already was talking about it. And praise the Lord, you know, you cannot continue doing the same thing every day and say, God forgive me. You know, after a while, God ain't gonna, you know, he's going to listen to what you say, amen, praise the Lord, because he's not the God, you know, he's not the God, amen, praise the Lord, that continually doing the same thing, you know. He wants for us to be free. There's a lot of times they don't need repent. They need to be free. Amen, praise the Lord, they need to be delivered from things, amen, praise the Lord, because if the people is not overcome, sin. There's no being overcome sin. They've been serving God for years, and they're still continuing and following and following and following. And they don't need forgiveness no more, but they need deliverance. Amen. Praise the Lord. They need to be free from this situation. Amen. You know, I talk a lot of times. Amen. Praise the Lord. You cannot continue following in the same hole. You got to fix the hole. Amen. If you got a hole in your yard and you break you fall and break your leg one day, amen, and you know the hole needs to be fixed, you know, and go back next day or 2-3 months later and break your other leg, amen, praise the Lord. There's something got to be done to the hole. So it got to be fixed. And the same thing with the spiritual thing. If you keep on following on the same thing, you keep on following with the same sin, amen, you got to fix the problem. You got to fix the situation. Amen, praise the Lord. God is faithful. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people say, well, God is working, slowly working on me. Well, God is going to work according to how you allow him to work on you. You see, if you don't let God work on you 100%, God is not working for you 100%. It depends on you how fast that you want to be free. It's up to you how fast that you want deliverance. It's up to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A lot of people think, well, God deliver me for one thing tomorrow. Maybe he'll deliver me next year for something else. No, God will deliver you the same day for everything. You put yourself in the hands of God and say, God, I don't want to continue sin. I don't want to continue to do this. Lord, I don't want to continue. I don't want to live the way I'm living. I want my life to be changed. And the Bible said he was, I know the Bible said, but, you know, he will change us. And I know he will change us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because it's what he wants for us to do. It's not God's way for us to continue sin. There's no God's way. And that's why I know that a lot of people use this phrase, amen, praise the Lord, well, I'm not perfect. Why the reason, and many times I wonder why a lot of people use the phrase, I'm not perfect, because they want to continue sin. Because they say, well, I'm a human. I'm not perfect. I'm a human. And what it is, they say they got lots of sin because they said they're human because they are not perfect. You know, I know what Mom already said that, but Jesus said, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. And a lot of people say that you cannot walk to perfection. A lot of people say you cannot be perfect in this world. Let me tell you something that, you know, the Bible said that Enoch was a perfect man. Amen, praise the Lord. And God tell him, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, what that perfection, ain't nobody going to see God. You know, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, where the holiness, no man shall see God. So therefore, we don't have to be holy. We don't have to, and then praise the Lord, you say, God, forgive me. God, deliver me from this situation. God, just help me to overcome this. You know, there's so many people going to church and singing, and you'll be surprised how many preachers out there, and then praise the Lord, they go to church and preach, and they hate somebody. They're full of hate. Let me tell you something. That God said, if you don't forgive those that offend you, neither your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, will forgive you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And as people think that they're going to hate somebody and go to heaven, no, brother, no, friend. No, God is not going to do that. You got to forgive people. You got to, this is something that people, this world, I mean, this full of people call themselves Christians, they hate people. You know, this is a bitter, I mean, praise the Lord. And, you know, I was thinking about, amen, praise the Lord, a lot of times I just think about it, it's how many people, I know Brother Miles has already called the scripture in the book of Romans, amen, praise the Lord, the Bible says, if you sin willfully, there is no more sacrifice for the sin, amen, praise the Lord. But a lot of people, amen, praise the Lord, they sit down and they say, well, when I see somebody, I'm going to go off on somebody. They say something about me, they talk about me, and I tell you why, when I see them, before you see the person, you already see in your heart. You're ready to commit a sin. You're ready to premeditate sin. Amen, praise the Lord. It's like a premeditate killing. You know, a lot of people sit down and think about it, how they're going to kill somebody. See, before they kill the person, they've already committed sin. Amen, they committed sin in their heart. At the same thing with people, amen, praise the Lord, they hate one and not one, amen, praise the Lord, and they wait to see somebody, to go off on them, to call them, whatever. Amen, praise the Lord, see, you already committed sin in your heart. And the first go before you even saw the person. It's the things that God wants for us to come out of it. Amen, praise the Lord. It's the things that God wants for us to be free of. Amen, praise the Lord. And to be pure, to be clean. Amen, praise the Lord. The Bible says if somebody offends us, and to forgive those sins, to forgive them. You know, Jesus Christ, when he was on the cross, he looked around. He looked around the crown. He looked the crown, and he looked the people that put the nails on his hands. He looked the people that put, amen, praise the Lord, the torture that put they made a hole in his heart and his ribs, amen, praise the Lord. And he looked the people that put the crown of thorns on his head. He looked the people that whipped him. And you know what he said? He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what to do. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what we got to do. A lot of times the people come against us and talk about us, amen, praise the Lord, because they don't know what to do. They don't know the hate will take them to hell. They don't know, amen, praise the Lord, that the bitterness, amen, praise the Lord, will destroy their lives, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what, the Bible says right here, amen, praise the Lord, once again. It's the why, and 6:1, the why shall we say then? Shall we continue sin? The grace may abound. Let me tell you something. As long as people continue sin, grace is not going to abound. The grace will decrease. Amen. Praise the Lord. And because God will deal with people, you know, back on Genesis and Genesis chapter 6. Amen. Praise the Lord. When there was sin, amen. Praise the Lord. Before God destroyed the world with the flood, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He told them, he said, my spirit will not always drive with man. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what's wrong with a lot of people. A lot of people say, well, you know, if I don't serve God now, I'll serve him later. Maybe I get saved before I die. I will call upon the name of the Lord and then my deathbed. Let me tell you something. God did not promise you that. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, today is the day of salvation because tomorrow may not come. You cannot get saved. You cannot get saved. Amen, praise the Lord. Let God deal with you. You cannot call upon the name of the Lord if you are not under conviction. Amen, praise the Lord. God has not had to call you 2-3 times. God not had to deal with you 2-3 times. He is obligated to deal with people one time. If people reject God at one time, he don't have to deal with him. I know he does because his grace and his love and his mercy is so great. Amen, praise the Lord. But he does not have to. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, it's what Paul was talking. Amen, praise the Lord. When we continue sin, God forbid that we continue sin. God forbid, amen, praise the Lord, that we used to go to the bars and we continue to go to the bars. And God forbid, amen, praise the Lord, if we used to go to the dance house and continue to go to the dance house and go to the church. God forbid that, amen, praise the Lord. God is no, he wants for us to separate ourselves from all these things. And he wants for us to make our mind, amen, either we're going to serve God, amen, we're going to serve God or we're going to serve the devil, because we cannot serve two masters. Amen, praise the Lord. We cannot serve two, amen, Lord. Amen. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, when we talk about people crossing the fence, you know, straddle the fence. You know, this I used to have a lot of animals. Amen, praise the Lord. And every time the animal trying to cross the fence, sometimes they got tangled up in the fence, amen, and they couldn't get away from it. And that's what's wrong with a lot of people today. They're trying to go over the fence, and they get tangled up with sin, and they can't come out back, amen, back to serve God, amen. They tangled up right there, and they praise the Lord. They bound down again, and they praise the Lord with sin, and they cannot come back, amen, praise the Lord. If they come back, they come back all beat out, it's crushed out. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, when God, amen, praise the Lord, they go like the prodigal son. You know, they go, God bless them, and God gives them everything. They got a family, they got a car, they got houses and everything. Amen, praise the Lord. When 10, 15 years later, they come back, and they ain't got nothing. The devil stole everything they had. They took their wives, they took the kids, they took the cars, they took even they took the jobs. They come back, amen, praise the Lord. People, can you see what the devil's doing? Jesus said in John chapter 10, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen, praise the Lord. Anything that God will give you, if you walk away from God, amen, praise the Lord, the devil will steal it from you. He will take everything you got. He will take the clothes you got in your back, amen, praise the Lord. He will make it eat with the pigs, amen, praise the Lord. He will make it eat love, amen, praise the Lord, with the pigs, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what the enemy does, because Jesus says, come unto me. You know, I like what the Bible says in the book of Revelations. I believe in chapter 3, amen, praise the Lord. He said, he's at the door and knock. He said, if you open, I will come in and sup with you. You know, every time I think about the scripture, every time that I think about the scripture, I believe Jesus Christ is at the door with a bag of groceries. He said, come on, I want to eat with you. I brought some groceries with me. Let's eat supper, amen, praise the Lord. And I believe because Jesus Christ will not take nothing from us. He's come to give us, amen. He comes to give his life. He's coming to give his blessings, amen, praise the Lord. Whatever situation you into, whatever blessings that you need, what is the spiritual, physically, financially, that God, Jesus Christ is at the door tonight. He said, let me open the door and I will bless you. I will give you. I will restore back what the devil stole from you. I come to give you things. I come you can have a life and have it more abundantly. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what's wrong with the world today. Amen, praise the Lord. They say, what is going on with my life? What is wrong with me? I'll tell you what's wrong. Amen, praise the Lord. They've been continuing in sin. They've been playing with the devil. They've been playing. Amen, praise the Lord. I know in the days that we live, you know, people, they use the telephones. They still sending texts to the devil, texting the devil every day and playing around with it. You cannot do that. Amen, praise the Lord. Because if you got away from the enemy, amen, praise the Lord, thank God and stay away from it. Amen, praise the Lord. Because he's trying to destroy you. He's trying to take everything that God gave you. Amen, praise the Lord. And it's why, amen, praise the Lord. If God send you free, amen, praise the Lord, and stay away from things. Amen, praise the Lord. I know the Bible says, and it's a scripture that says, touch no, and handle no things, sin. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, if there's sin, no touch it. No handle things. Amen, praise the Lord. Because you cannot play around with the enemy. You cannot play around with sin. You know, as the old people used to say, sin will take you farther than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay and cost more than what you want to pay. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, we got to stay away from it. You cannot continue in sin. I know a lot of people abusing the grace of God, abusing the mercy of God. Amen, praise the Lord. Because they say, well, you can do anything you want to. You cannot lose your salvation. But I got news for you. Amen, praise the Lord. You walk out the will of God. You walk out the grace of God. You will, praise the Lord, lose your salvation. Amen, praise the Lord. Because Jesus, they cross Jesus Christ. Amen, praise the Lord. He went to the cross. He went playing around. Amen, praise the Lord. He means to die for us. He means, amen, praise the Lord, for us. Amen, praise the Lord, to be saved and live righteous for him. Live holy for him. Live, amen, praise the Lord, yes, for God. Amen, praise the Lord. To forget everything. Amen, praise the Lord. Everything, you know. We don't have to be bound with sin. We don't have to be bound with things. Amen, praise the Lord. I know a lot of people say, well, I can't quit doing this. I can't quit doing that. No, you cannot quit doing that. Amen, praise the Lord. No, but you give it to God. He'll take it away from you. Amen, praise the Lord. See, before I got saved, I tried to quit smoking. I tried to quit drinking. And I will quit for a couple of weeks or 4 weeks or whatever. But I'll tell you what, the sun will come back, and I had to have some cigarettes. I had to have some beer, and I go and get it. But I thank God, amen, praise the Lord. When I said Jesus Christ is my personal Savior, I didn't have to quit. He took it away from me. I didn't have to quit drinking or smoking or cursing because he took it away from me. Thank God. Amen, praise the Lord. That's what he does. That's not what he didn't do that because I was worthy. Amen, praise the Lord. I didn't do nothing to deserve. Amen, praise the Lord. But because he loved me, amen, praise the Lord. And I said him as my personal Savior. Amen, praise the Lord. And I thank God, praise the Lord, we don't have to go back in bondage no more. We can be free from sin. We can be free from all these things. Amen, praise the Lord. So we go. I go right here now. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 17, I know I like the description because they really, when people say, well, I've been saved, but I'm still doing the same thing that I used to do. God will clean me for little at a time. In chapter 17, then, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So therefore, when we come to him, he makes an us a new creature. He makes us new heart. I know we got the same flesh. We got the same flesh. We got the same everything, same hair, same looks and everything. But he changed their heart. He changed that. He cleaned our brains. He changed our hearts and the personal. You know, the Bible said in Ezekiel that he takes that old stony heart and he put a heart of flesh, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God does, amen. He wants for us, amen, just to come unto him, amen, praise the Lord, and go to him and let him deliver us, amen, praise the Lord. I know a lot of people go up there, and I know a lot of people that go to the drug course and alcoholic drugs, alcoholic schools and all the stuff right there, but you say, they make them confess, they make them confess, I'm alcoholic, I'm advocating. And now I thank God that I'm not drug addict. I'm not alcoholic no more. I am not sinner no more. Amen. Praise the Lord. God deliver me from those things. Amen. A lot of people say, well, I got saved, but I'm a sinner. Saved by grace. No, I am not sinner right there. He makes me sane. Amen. Praise the Lord. He made me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants for us to do. We cannot confess that we're still sinners because God delivers them, and praise the Lord, because no sinners don't go not to the kingdom of God. Only people that's going to go to the kingdom of God is the people that got saved, that's been saved, that's been washed in the blood of Jesus, that's been clean, and praise the Lord. They've been made new, and praise the Lord. The old things are passed away. What are you talking about, that old things, that old nasty language, that old nasty words that we used to say, that old nasty mind that we used to have, that old hate that we used to have, all bitterness that we used to have, all the lies that we used to have, praise the Lord. We're free from all those things, amen, praise the Lord. That's anything else that God wants for us and want us to be free, God will deliver us from that. Amen, praise the Lord. That's one thing that I thank God. You know, that's what I was saying a while ago. You know, a lot of people's got a lot of hate. They hate people. They hate, like I say, even preachers and ministers. They're talking about it, how much they hate somebody. But I thank God when God saved me. I mean, I used to have a lot of enemies. You know, actually, a lot of people probably they didn't even know that there was my enemies, but I hate a lot of people, amen, praise the Lord. But thank be to God when I got saved, amen, praise the Lord. He took, amen, praise the Lord, the hate. He took it away from me. I can stay right here and I can tell you, and God is my witness, that I don't hate nobody. There's nobody in this world that I got hate to, amen, praise the Lord, because God sent me free, amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people said, well, maybe nobody done something bad to you. Well, I'm not going to go through that because, you know, amen, praise the Lord. If you have been sinner, they don't tell you what I've done, what somebody done for to me. But thank be to God, amen, praise the Lord, that I am, amen, praise the Lord. God took all those things away from me, and God will take away from anybody, amen, praise the Lord. God is, amen, praise the Lord, God is, he loved us so much. He did not give us the word of God. He did not tell us to live by the word of God and not be able to deliver us from the things that he said that we must be free from. Amen, praise the Lord. He did not tell us, amen, praise the Lord, you got to get rid of the hate if he could not deliver us from that. Amen, praise the Lord. He did not tell us, amen, praise the Lord, that we can, amen, praise the Lord, that we got to quit cursing if he knew that he could not help us to quit cursing, amen, praise the Lord. Everything that he said that he would do for us, amen. And that's what he said, amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people don't understand what is a new creature. What is a new creature? You know, Nicodemus was a teacher of the law. He knew the law. He should know the law. He was a teacher. Where the law was back in those days, he was teaching the Bible. He was teaching the Moses' law. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you know what? And as many times this in the Old Testament, there was a prophecy about Jesus Christ. He didn't understand what salvation was. He didn't know what it was to be born again. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why we can't be born again. When Jesus comes to him in chapter 3, and he said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Nicodemus said, how can that happen? Will I go back to my mother's womb? He said, no. He said, you must be born again of the Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. You must be born. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, the Spirit of God that come in us, they get rid of the spirit of the world, the spirit of sin, they get rid of all those things, and the Spirit of God come and dwell in us, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what Jesus said, amen, praise the Lord. in John chapter 1, 12, 13, he said, he come unto his own and his own received him not, but the ones that received him, he gave them power to be the sons of God. So he gave them the power for what? To overcome sin, to overcome temptation, to overcome all those things, amen, praise the Lord. Not to be yield, praise the Lord, unto temptation, but overcome temptation, amen, praise the Lord, and be free of, amen, praise the Lord, for all this, all those things, amen, praise the Lord, and so, and that's what God wants for us, amen, praise the Lord, yes, to be free from those things. But I'm going to read more right here in 3. He said, know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? He said, then ye have judgment of things pertaining to this life, so then to judge your least esteem and the short. I speak to you, shame, it is so that there is no wise man among you, nor no one that shall be able to judge between his brothers. The brother go to lie with a brother in the before the unbelievers. And that's what God wants, that's what comes forgiveness. We got to forgive our brothers. We got to forgive them, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what he said. It's happened. Why is so many people go to court with their brother? Why is it? Because they don't forgive them. Amen, praise the Lord. Say, well, you done something. You slapped me. You hit me. And I'm going to tell the lie. Amen, praise the Lord. I know the law is there for a reason. Praise the Lord, because a lot of people are there because unforgiveness. Unforgiveness, amen, praise the Lord. People don't want to forgive somebody. Somebody, amen, praise the Lord. But I want to go to Rahid and, amen, praise the Lord. And back to Romans, amen, praise the Lord. We'll go back Rahid to Romans in 6, amen, praise the Lord. And and this is the yes, hold on, I lost my place. In Romans chapter 6:15, he said, "What then shall we sin? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid." There it is again in 15. Said, "What then shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid." Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servant to obey, he servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether a sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine which was delivered you. And so therefore, amen, praise the Lord. Once again, you know, he said, God forbid, praise the Lord, or we sin because we're under the grace. And, then, you know, I just thank God we're under the grace, amen, praise the Lord, because a lot of people, they continue sin, they do the things they used to do, and then praise God, go to the church and do everything else. And then, a lot of things that people do today, if they wasn't under the law, there would not be a lot today. Amen, praise the Lord. There will not be a lot today. Amen, praise the Lord. But thank God because, amen, praise the Lord, we are under grace. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what's wrong with a lot of people. That's what's wrong with a lot of people. A lot of people take advantage. Amen, praise, abusing the grace of God. Just because they're under the grace, they continue and sin, and they go in and out. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, I used to work with this man. There was he went to church and said, all week they was running the Bible. His wife used to go to church, and finally, Friday, Saturday, he told me, he said, I've been going to church every day, but you know what? He said, I just can't quit sinning. I go to the altar and repent and get saved. I've been getting saved every day this week. I said, but what is wrong with you? And, you know, how can, and praise the Lord, it doesn't take many times. It does take one time, sincere heart, and willing to receive Jesus Christ one time, amen, praise the Lord, and God will forgive us. God will cleanse us. God will deliver us, amen. God, amen. Praise the Lord. He will take all things. He will take all things, amen. We don't have to go time and after time. And I know there's nothing wrong to go to the altar every service. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know there's nothing wrong with that. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we can go to the altar. Amen. Praise the Lord. And amen. Praise the Lord. And be renewed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not because we live in sin. Not because we continue in sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we can go. Amen. Praise the Lord. To the altar. Pray for our family. Pray for our brothers. Pray for our sisters. Pray for our neighbors. Pray, you know, pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'll tell you what, God wants his people to be free. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to read once again in 15 in Romans 5:15. Say, why then can we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under the grace. God forbid. Know ye know that to whom ye yield yourself, serve unto obey. See, if we yield to sin, who we serve, and we serve in sin. If we yield to God, amen, praise the Lord, we serve in God. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, in this role that we live in, we cannot yield to sin. We got to yield to God. We got to obey God, amen, praise the Lord. Amen. When the enemy comes, or not just the enemy, but the flesh, sometimes the flesh say, do this, amen, praise the Lord. And that's up to us. Either we yield to the sin or we say no to sin. Amen. And if we Christians, this is why we got the Spirit of God, amen, praise the Lord, to say no to sin. Say no to sin. Say no to the friends. No, I don't do those things no more. I am free from those things. Thank God, amen, praise the Lord, that I don't do those things. Thank God that I don't go to the bars no more. Thank God that I don't curse no more. Thank God that I don't live like I used to live no more. I am free, amen, praise the Lord, because Jesus Christ set me free, amen, praise the Lord. And we can tell people, amen, praise the Lord, a lot of people change to tell people they're Christian. A lot of people change to tell, amen, praise the Lord, their friends that they're serving God, amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, I'm no shame of the gospel because it's power. It's the power of God, amen, praise the Lord, for them to believe, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, we don't need the shame of God, amen, praise the Lord. Jesus said, if you be shame of me before man, I will be shame of you and before God and in his angels, amen. I don't want God to be shame of me. I want, when I get to heaven, I want for him to tell me, come on in, well done, my child. Well, faithful of a few things that will make the rule of the meaning. I don't want him to tell me, depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you. Amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you, there's going to be a day when God can thank and they're going to go to heaven. And then Jesus said, depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you. You know, the Bible said, meaning was said, Lord, I prophesied in the street. Lord, I done this. Lord, I done that. But he's still going to say, depart from me, you work of iniquity. Amen, praise the Lord. But God wants for us to be free. He wants for us to be from sin. He wants for us to be free from bondage. He wants us, amen, praise the Lord, for free from things, amen, praise the Lord. And once again, yeah, we're going to make mistakes from time to time, amen, praise the Lord. But no continuing sin every day. No continuing sin, the same mistake every day. Because let me explain this before what I'm talking about mistakes. A lot of mistakes, a lot of mistakes, amen, praise the Lord, this mistake with sin, and this mistake with no sin. It's not a mistake that we can make. It's not, if we go to the store and we get something and say something else, there's no sin, amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people say, well, we're going to make mistakes, but what kind of sins, amen? Anything that cause sin, and if there's mistake and cause you to sin, it is sin, amen, praise the Lord. And there's the things that God wants for us to quit doing, amen, praise the Lord. Amen. This is the things that God wants for us to quit doing it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God wants his people, amen, praise the Lord, to be holy. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, come from among them. Be ye separate people. You know, I just wonder a lot of times. I see people that go to church and they hang around with a lot of their friends that drink, smoke, go to the dances. And I just wonder, I asked one person one time, where did God draw the line for you to quit hanging around with the friends? Where the God said, no, I not to do that no more. Where the Christians would draw the line and say, I'm not going to be run away with sin. I'm not going to go run away with the person. I'm not going to be with the person. Amen, praise the Lord. Where did God draw the line? Amen, praise the Lord. And that's for a lot of people, where the God would draw the line, he said, don't do that. when God put conviction in you, when God tell you don't do that, or when God tell you quit doing that, amen, praise the Lord, that's what we got to do, because God will convict us. God will put conviction on us, amen, what is before or after, amen, praise the Lord. God will convict us, amen, praise the Lord, and that's why that we got the Holy Ghost, amen, praise the Lord. Don't let the enemy, don't let your friends, and cause you to lose salvation, amen, praise the Lord, because God wants for his people to be holy. And by the way, Jesus Christ is coming soon. They won't be long. They won't be long, amen, praise the Lord. He come back to take the church, amen, praise the Lord, and we will leave everything, everything unto this world, amen, praise the Lord. We soon be, soon Jesus Christ will come, amen, praise the Lord, and take his people, praise the Lord. So I talk over to Sister Betty, and thank you for the opportunity. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Appreciate you coming on, brother, and obeying the Lord. Do you have a prayer request, Brother Willie?
Yeah, we continue pray for us, continue pray for the church, and just continue pray for all my family, and pray, you know, there's some bad situation over there. You know, I know that they said the sickness is coming back again. I mean, praise the Lord, but there's another sickness that my family is facing over there. You know, that all the people that get killed, so many people every time that I come over there, it was 10, 15. They get killed every night. Amen. Praise the Lord. So yes, continue to pray for them. Pray that God will have mercy upon them people. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, I always pray for my family. You know, every day, 2-3 times that I pray that God will watch over them, protect them. And praise the Lord. And continue to help me pray for them. No, it's my family. A lot of people is losing their loved ones. Amen. For no reason. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just continue to pray for our church, like I say, and just pray for revival. Pray for revival in America. Pray that God, amen, praise the Lord, pray that you know, as the Bible says in Chronicles, if we people that call, that we call the people of God, if we humble ourselves and we call upon God, he will heal the land, and that's what God wants for us to do, you know. Yes. And humble ourselves and call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just continue to pray for Junior, and just continue to pray for Lily. She's been having headache, I think, since Sunday, Monday. And she's not been feeling good. Amen. Praise the Lord. So there's another one, sister, too, that she's been feeling bad, too. I think she's been having headache since last Friday, I believe it was. And but, you know, you just continue to pray for Angel and Summer. You know, they've been real sick, too, like 2-3 weeks, too. And just continue to pray for them, you know, and that God will heal their bodies. I know God is able to do that. Amen. And praise the Lord. So, yes, continue to pray for them. Amen.
Okay, Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I want everybody to remember Mother. She's going the 10th. She had a plate beside her left eye. They took it off, and it was cancerous. So they're going to have to go in and cut on that and get all of that out. Just everybody pray for her that she'll come through that fine. Remember me and my children that are lost, and grandchildren. You know, there's so many people in this world right now that's hurting so bad. There's sickness,
amen,
there's cancer, there's COVID, there's this. And we got something to pray about all the time. So we shouldn't
amen
have time. We shouldn't have time to sin. We should be busy telling
amen
people about God, communing to our
yes
family about how bad they need the Lord and what he's done for us and how he makes us feel every day that we know that we're walking in life, real life, eternal life. And they hadn't got
amen
it if they hadn't got Jesus. And I just want to pray for all the people out there, you know, that's struggling to try to keep living right. And I'm going to tell you this. Don't depend on you. Depend on Jesus.
Amen.
Because
amen
he's your strength. And when you let go of that hand, you're going to fall. Because there's nothing
amen
left but flesh, and the flesh is what sinned in the beginning. So I just ask them all, look up, because your redemption draweth nigh tonight, you know. And I believe that's why this was preached, because There's people telling you you can sin and just keep doing the same thing that Brother Willie said and keep going back to God. But you know what? He said, I put an open door before you, no man can shut it. But if you read a little further, he said, I'll shut that door and there can't no man open it. If you keep dabbing in sin, you can't deal with God and he won't deal with you. So just pray and ask that everybody takes this word to heart and live it. Just live it. That's all you got to do. And you can make it in.
Amen.
I love everybody out there. I love all our listeners and the ones on Facebook and all of them. We're praying for you.
Man.
Praise the Lord. We've got a bunch of prayer requests coming in here. Got a lot to pray about. Let's remember Billy and Bonnie. Bonnie needs healing in her eyes and her legs. Remember them. Remember Brother Willie and Sister Lily and Varnell Full Gospel and Willie's family in Mexico and the ones that need healing in his family, the ones that need salvation. And pray for Brother Franklin and Hazel and War Room Church. Just pray for all the churches out there that are doing something for the Lord. And Shoal Creek Gospel Tabernacle and God's House, remember to pray for them when you pray. God's really moving and touching people. We had 3 visitors last night at church and 3 new visitors. And we just thank God for that. And just pray for all those that need to be saved, all those that need healing. Pray for me and Tim that we'll be found doing what the Lord would want us to do. And just pray for strength and everything. And let's pray for this country that's so far from God, that needs God. Pray for my brother-in-law, Harold Hooper, and Isom that have Lyme disease. My brother-in-law, Harold's been trying to pass out, so remember him. Remember Henry and Cindy and their family. Marilyn Smith said remember her. She's having shoulder surgery on August the 11th. A lady on here says to remember her and her family. They need healing. Evelyn Wright says to remember her. She has an unspoken request that she needs God to move on. Remember the Sexton family that recently lost a family member. And let's remember Sharon Woody Nowak. She just lost a son here recently. Remember her, that God will comfort her. And let's pray for Lily that sickness will leave her body and she'll be made whole. Robert Keeler needs prayer, and Angie McLemore, I think she might have come home today, but she's still needing God's healing touch. She had cancer surgery this past week, and she had a blood clot in her lung afterwards, and she was losing some blood, but I think she's doing some better now, but she needs God's healing touch.
Man.
And Kimberly's in ICU, and she needs healing. She's got the COVID, and she couldn't breathe, so she went to the hospital, and they put her in the ICU. And they did say that she's doing a little bit better today than she was yesterday, so continue to pray for her. That's one of our ladies that go to our church's daughter. And let's remember all the shut-ins, all the people in the hospitals, nursing homes, jails. Let's remember John David that needs salvation and all the unsaved, all of our kids and all of the other people that's on here that have family members and friends that need salvation. Just pray for our pastor, Don Harris. He was supposed to be preaching on the internet tonight. And it's going to be going out on Facebook, so just remember him. And just pray for his strength and pray that God will touch his ears and open them up to where he can hear. Let's just pray for Larry. He needs God's healing touch. Pray for Gladys and Tim. They need prayers, and pray for their kids that need salvation, Chelsea and Brian. Diane, Wayne, Rita, and Mike need healing. They've had the COVID, and I haven't heard whether some of them still in the hospital or not, but just remember them in your prayers. Remember Brother James Miles. He's been dealing with that nerve that goes from his elbow down into his wrist and fingers, and he's needing God's healing touch on that where he fell. Remember his mother, that God will just be with her as she has that surgery done. And just pray for strength and everything and healing. Let's remember Brother Miles' kids that need salvation.
Yes,
Mary Ann Thomas is needing a miracle. She was in the hospital here recently, and then she got out and had to go back in, and she's not doing very well. So she's a lady that we went to church with several years back, and she's needing God's healing touch. Deanna Hicks, my niece, has had surgery again, and she's needing God's healing touch. Pastor Jimmy and Sandra Talent from the Lighthouse, they're needing God's healing touch. They've contacted the COVID and needing God's healing on that. Tiffany and Kelsey and Kaylee need prayer. They've all got COVID, and Kaylee's either 2 or 4 years old, and she already has other complications in her body, so remember her. And pray for the McConkey family that lost their family member. Family member died of cancer. Pray for a mother that was flown to the hospital. Just pray that God will touch her. She wasn't doing too good. Tina Hazel Baker said to remember her. She's still having swallowing problems. Let's pray that God will touch Roy Wilson. He's needing God's healing touch. And pray for a 2-month-old baby that's in the hospital with RSV. And Doris Finley says to pray for her family. They've gotten in some kind of religion that ain't of God, and she's just really tore up about it, wanting people to pray that old demonic spirit that's on them will be broken and that they'll come to the saving knowledge of the Lord. And she said to also remember her tonight. Little Paxi needs prayer. He's cutting teeth and he's been in pain. Gabriel is in the hospital in ICU needing a miracle. And Joyce Mullins said to remember her and her family in prayer. And Tracy Shedd said to remember her brother, that God's hand of protection would be over him. His name is Justin. And just remember all the people out there listening by Facebook, that God will touch and meet their needs, whether it's physical, spiritual, financial, or whatever the need is. And let's pray for the people all around the world that's been listening in, that God will meet their needs and save their souls, the ones that need to be saved. And let's just go to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we praise you. Thank you,
Thank you, Lord, for that blessing, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that strength. Thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we come to you, Lord. We come, Lord, to humble heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you hear us. You hear our voice, Lord. So we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, you say your word with which we gather together in your name. Lord, say you will meet the meat. So we come, Lord, believe, Lord, believe that you are God. You are God.
Somebody will receive the blessing. Somebody will receive the word. That we can bow, that we
I magnify your precious name.
Praise the Lord for the power of the Holy Ghost and for His presence. And we've got about 6 minutes. And either Brother Willie or Brother Miles, go ahead and take us on out of here. Got about 6 minutes.
Praise the Lord, man. Sister Betty, I feel like if somebody somewhere is praying to be free right now. It's like they got in and beside their bed and they're praying, trying to be free. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just continue praying and asking God to help the person. I don't know the person. I don't know who it is, but
yes,
I feel my spirit. I can see somebody who's got down in their bed and crying out to God and want to be free for something. Amen. Praise the Lord.
So set them free. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord, have
let's go free.
Lord, I better cry out upon
you,
your name.
And now you
for the word
Lord,
says
Lord,
that who the Lord has
God,
not bring
God,
free to thee. Glory to God,
God, God,
God, God, God, God, God, God, God,
God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, situation and they want to look back in the name of Jesus, Lord. They will go and serve you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Look where they come, but to look where they're going. God, what I pray in the name of Jesus.
I pray,
Lord, to God in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. No, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank
we glorify you today for what you're
praise
doing.
God.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Lord.
Have
praise
you well,
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God.
Just want to say we thank everybody for tuning in tonight, and our time is almost come and gone, and we just want everybody to tune in next week from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time, and it'll be Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. So just tell your friends and your family and your neighbors about it, and please share this broadcast out for us to where the gospel will get out to others and that they'll be healed and saved and set free and delivered. And I want to give our church announcements here. Shell Creek Creek Gospel Tabernacle, 110 Loftus Hill Road, Englewood, Tennessee. Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Tuesday morning at 7 p.m., Friday night at 7 p.m., Pastor Don Harris welcomes everyone. God's House of Prayer down in Cleveland, just pray for them. They have church on Wednesday at 7 p.m., Sunday night at 7 p.m., and Brother Ron Bard,
that's our church.
Just pray for them and their church, and they invite you to come and visit with their church.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to say that our time is come and gone, so we just thank everybody for coming on and listening. Thank the ones that come on and preached, and we just want to say God bless and good night to everyone, and we'll see you next week at from 6 to 8 p.m. next Thursday night.
Man.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.